The first reading from Revelation, the book of Revelation, sort of set the stage for the church's tradition of this understanding or this belief in the Assumption of Mary. That dates back to the early centuries of the church. But it wasn't until 1950 when Pope Pius XII declared infallibly the dogma of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I read an article once about what the thought of the church was behind declaring this dogmatic reality. For the first time in human history, the fallout of World War II was being shared around the globe through images in the media, the magic of television. The world became a much smaller place. And so all of a sudden, everyone around the world had the opportunity to witness the atrocities of World War II. Stacked piles of bodies of people. People being shuffled around like cattle. The horror of Nazism and the horror of World War II was in the homes of everyone around the world. So the church, in her wisdom, decided to make a declaration about the value and the dignity of the human body. And they did it through this dogma of the Assumption of Mary. The church wanted to proclaim the reality that each human person, body and soul, is a gift from God, made in the image and likeness of God, and deserves dignity and respect. How ironic that in this past week, in the homes across America, we've bore witness to even more racism and hatred and anger and ignorance. How short a memory the human person has. I wanted to suggest to you that it is so important for us to sort of contemplate who Mary is, because Mary is. Who Mary is in her gentleness, in her trust, in her generosity, and in her willingness to say yes. Because we can learn a great deal from that. Mary, the Ark of the Covenant, the holder of the Word of God, giving flesh to God, had no idea what was in store for her. And Elizabeth, in her greeting, said, How could you come visit me, the person who said yes to God? I also want to suggest to you that it is so important for us to take the risk and be willing to go out and visit with people. And when I say visit with people, I mean get to know people. Take the risk of allowing yourself to be known and knowing other people. Because if we do that, that will counter the ignorance of hatred, the evil of ignorance. Growing up, I love my mother dearly. I respect her like nothing else. She's gone now. But my mother was a racist. She grew up being taught that people were different because of the color of their skin, or because of their nationality, or because of their religious beliefs. And unfortunately, she lived in a kind of small, homogeneous culture in Northeast Philadelphia. Culture impacts us, but culture is a social construct. Race is a social construct. There's no such thing as race, except the human race. And we have to be reminded of that. The only way we can be reminded of that is to be willing to learn about other people, to allow ourselves to be known and to know people who are different from us. If we're willing to take that risk, the world will be radically different. Stuff like what is going on now in Charlottesville wouldn't happen because people don't know. People are just plain ignorant. And ignorance is the evil described in the first reading. It's that seven-headed red dragon with 10 horns. That evil exists. It's real. The only way we can combat that evil is by allowing ourselves to be informed and transformed. And in order for us to do that, we have to revert back to who our God is to us. There's no other way we can do it. We're made in the image and likeness of God, and that's what we're called to be. So how can we be in the image and likeness of God if we don't know God? And how can other people know God if in getting to know us, they don't see God? Our world is a mess. And it's very frustrating to me because what can we as a group do about it? We could go out and we can form a protest somewhere and we can make noise and we can be on TV. But what good is that going to do if our hearts aren't transformed? Nobody was trying to transform hearts in Charlottesville. Adolf Hitler was not trying to transform hearts in World War II. God wants to transform hearts. And that's why we're here today. So today, let our hearts be transformed. Let our hearts be molded by the image and likeness of God, by the reality of Mary's yes, by the reality of her willingness to take the risk and trust in God. Not in humanity, but God. And then perhaps we can introduce more of God into this world through our image and likeness.